Are you happier today than you were 4 years ago? Have you seen progress and change in the city that has improved your everyday life? The date for the next municipal election will be on Monday, October 24, 2022. Early voting will be available should this date not fit well with your schedule. Your vote is your voice. If you do not vote, then silence is consent, which means that you have been happy with the decisions made on how your tax dollars have been spent. Each candidate running will have a platform showing what changes they want to see in their wards or the city as a whole. They may feel that more attention needs to be placed on potholes or aging infrastructure. However, it is important to check to see if these or other issues have already been addressed by the present or previous councils and are already in the city's operational plans, budget. The real question is who has the ability to make a change that would help the economy to grow and develop? Which candidates can best think, out of the box, and find new solutions to the issues which are of concern for residents and local businesses in the city? Who has accounting experience in order for budgets and projects to be approved, ensuring that the taxpayers' dollars are being well spent? Which candidates do you feel will be open, transparent, accountable, and fiscally responsible? Who will be committed and be readily available to respond to your questions or concerns in a timely manner? Can the candidate work with municipal staff and be able to challenge or question their recommendations if or as needed? Who has the ability to negotiate, debate, and propose solutions in a calm, peaceful, professional manner without taking away the attention of the issue at hand and focus on a common goal for the betterment of the city? The council table is where serious concerns relating to our city are addressed. This is a job which those at the council table are paid with taxpayers' dollars to do. They are required to do hard work and research in order to represent their constituents. It is not a popularity contest and is also not the stage for an episode of the Jerry Springer Show. The mayor and councilors are elected to represent the city as a whole. How well do the candidates know the city and where the boundary lines are between each ward in order to represent all residents fairly and equitably? You may ask, does it matter if those elected have any experience? Once the election is over, the mayor and councilors attend several weeks of orientation in order to teach them the basic information they will need to know to sit on city council. These responsibilities will include emergency services, maintaining local roads and snow removal, garbage, water and sewage infrastructure, parks, recreational facilities, libraries, local transit, planning streets and buildings, and the list goes on. These responsibilities are defined in the city's official plan. Their roles are to ensure that everything works together to make the city of Timmins a safe and great place to live. As defined in the Municipal Act, it is council's role to be policymakers. Many decisions made by council are routine and deal with ongoing administration of the municipality, while others may be required to establish principles and direction in order to determine the city's future actions. These are called policy decisions, which may be a bylaw such as keeping your dog on a leash in public places, or they can be more broad such as approving the official plan. The official plan is the most critical document in the city. It is the blueprint for the city's future growth and development for the next 25 plus years. Public input through consultations is crucial. Residents should be engaged and feedback taken into consideration prior to the official plan being adopted by council, since this document represents your future and the future of the city. Zoning bylaws are created from the official plan. This document guides the mayor and councilors in their respective positions, and in order to fulfill their roles they need to be familiar and knowledgeable about its content. How can council approve this document if they don't know what is in it or how it will impact their constituents and the city as a whole today and 25 years from now? Your vote is important and should not be made according to name recognition or a game of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. All eyes will be on Timmins, since we have the minerals that the world wants. It is important that the city is viewed as being professional in this spotlight. The city needs to clean up, put on its tuxedo and shine, so let's pull up our socks and help make this happen by electing those who have the ability to make change and are willing to work with the taxpayers to help make this happen. The city has a window of opportunity, but we need to all work together. Your vote on October 24th is important, so please use it and use it wisely. This is your chance to be heard and to make a difference for you, your families, and the city as a whole. Carol Tengay, Timmins.